Satan, he doesn't care how many Bibles you have. He doesn't care how many Bibles you have online. He doesn't care. He cares if you hold that Bible in your hand and you open it up and you start memorizing it and meditating upon it and believing it and applying it. Amen.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn.
Hello again and welcome. On Love Never Fails today, Pastor Bill concludes the message, Now I, Paul, Myself, as a study in the New Testament epistle of 2 Corinthians continues. Now, Pastor Bill.
So how can you pull down a stronghold from the wicked one if you don't know how to do it? That's why the Word of God is so important. A stronghold in our context is any type of thinking, in other words, thoughts, any type of thinking that exalts itself above the true living knowledge of God and His Word. That's what Paul is talking about. See, Paul is about to pull down. He's coming to Corinth. He's going to pull down all these fortresses, meaning these false teachers and all their lies and all this false doctrine that are brought about by seducing spirits and the doctrines of demons. He wrote that to Timothy, remember? Now, you can't pull down any lie if you don't know the truth. You just can't do it. Now, I encourage you to check out your own mind. You know, is there anything there that exalts itself above the Word of God? And that's easy to do today, believe me, in this world that we live in. The reason I say that is because I know that Satan only wants, if you're a believer, he just wants to gain entry. He knows he can't take your whole process of thinking, but can he just take a small part of it? Can he just gain a little tiny room someplace in your thinking process? That's all that he desires. And you know what? And he wants you then to believe those lies and act upon those lies that where he has that little pocket and act like that is pure truth. You see, you know, an unrenewed mind is a worldly, empty mind. And it's perfect soil, that little pocket. It's perfect soil to embrace his darkness that appears like light. We must be very wise. And here it goes in verse 5 again. Now watch this. It says, and casting down what? Arguments are, it's the King James Version I like better, is imaginations. In other words, false doctrines and lies of the enemy. So Paul says, now I, Paul, myself, I destroy. I'm coming to Corinth. I know what's going on, and I'm going to destroy these arguments. Again, not people, but what the words, these false words that were coming from people because their minds were broken. And not only that, Paul says, and every high thing. Let me give you another translation. Every elevated thing. One more translation. Every proud obstacle. Every high thing that exalts itself against or literally in defiance of the true knowledge of God. Paul says, you know what? I'm coming. Those guys are demonic liars. They're killing the sheep. They're hurting the sheep. They're abusing the sheep. They're experts in greed. You're leading them to hell. Paul says, Paul myself, I am coming. Now listen, again, this is not about people. It's about what the people were teaching. You see, when it says those arguments there, it means that Paul is coming against those thoughts and those patterns and theories and whatever else that man has done there. Now listen carefully. We are living in the last days. This is a picture of the Antichrist that's going to come upon this planet. The reason that I say that is because remember when he comes, what does he want to do? He wants to control our thinking. He wants to control our actions. He wants to control every human being upon this planet. Everybody has to take the mark. You follow? Remember? And not only that, it says those who have the mark of the beast, number one, is going to be on their foreheads. That's speaking of symbolizing thought, and upon their right hands, symbolizing work. You cannot work, you can't think, you can't do anything unless you have the mark. Remember, that's what Paul is teaching us right here. Now listen, bringing every what? Every thought, where? Into captivity. Loved one, I pray you memorize these words. Bringing every thought into captivity. Now, what does Paul want to take into captivity again? He's not talking about people. He's talking about thoughts, every thought. What an incredible statement he just made. He's saying every thought that you have, train it. Make it be subject to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you look up in the Greek that word captivity, it literally means this, to take a prisoner with a spear, okay? To spear that along. In other words, you take every false thought. Come here. You see what I'm saying? That's what this paints this beautiful picture. You bring every false thought or lie, and then you capture it with the truth. That's a glorious thing to do. Amen? Boy, every lie that tries to enter your mind. But if you know God's word, see, you can defeat that lie as it tries to dwell there. Does that make sense? Yes. See, Satan, where does he attack? He attacks your mind, loved one. Why does he do that? Because he knows that the mind is the operating system of every person, you know, for fear or worry, anxiety, guilt, whatever it might be. Satan also knows something else. He knows that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and boy, does he like that, because that's a perfect playground for the wicked one. He doesn't know which way to go. He has the word of God right in front of him, but he's double-minded. He moves over here. He moves back over here. He doesn't, or she doesn't, know what to believe. Listen, Satan also knows this from Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinks within himself, so is he. In other words, the person is truly the essence of what they think, or their thought life. See what Satan has done and is doing, but not to us in Jesus' name. He wants to hold a person's mind like a hostage, if you will. But God, what does God want? God wants you and your thoughts to be renewed to the Word of God so you think like the Lord. Remember what it says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind, which was in Christ Jesus, be in you. 1 Corinthians 2:16, we have the mind of Christ. We're the depository, the church of the mind of Christ. Amen? So that's what we're to have. See, thoughts. When you think of thoughts, what does a thought contain? It's hard teaching up here, buddy. You know what I mean? Thoughts contain words. You're a loser. You're never going to make it. God doesn't love you. Your sins are not forgiven. Thoughts are made up of words, loved one. A stronghold that we have to pull down. A stronghold is nothing more than a house built by thoughts. So important that you get that. See, a stronghold, where Satan can get a stronghold, is whenever we, any type of thinking that exalts itself above the true and living knowledge of God's word. We are then open door. Man, listen, the Bible says in Proverbs 14:12, there is a way. There are many ways in this world, they say, but there is a way that seems right. A way that seems right unto man, but it only leads to death. That's the way the world operates. What do you think? Well, it seems right to me. Well, you know, it seems right to me. You know, I mean, it just seems right to me. And you know why? Because in Adam, those that are not saved, every mind is broken. Their thought process is still in Adam. They're a natural man. They're not born from above. No, in Adam, every mind is broken and held hostage by Satan. Man, we live in a world. I heard a guy the other day on TV, they were talking about gender. And this guy says, well, I can choose my own gender. I said, you what? I'm not beating him. I want to love the man. Do you understand what I mean? But when a 7-year-old boy says, no, I can choose my own gender. I can choose my own gender. I said, well, why? And he said, well, it seems right. It seems right? Oh, listen, there is a way, the Bible says, that seems right unto man. This is just, I know it's right, I feel it, but it's going to lead you to death. That's why we need to know God's word. That's why we need to hide God's word in our heart. Listen, if you don't have a biblical worldview, you can't cast down lies. They'll find a storage room and they'll start operating in your life. Man, listen, you know, all the time, you hear it all the time. I know you do. I hear, sometimes I'm up here preaching and or teaching, and you know what I hear? You better retire. Nobody's listening to you. You're an old man. Get out of here. You can't hear out but one ear. Arthritis in your fingers. Shut up. Lies. Lies. You're not going to make it. You're never going to make it. You're fooled. You're deceived. Oh, no, I'm not, because I know that he who began a good work in me, amen, not I didn't begin it, he who can never lie, he who began a good work in, with me, he will finish it until the very day of Christ Jesus, amen, Philippians 1:6. I can do that. Well, God doesn't love me. Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. How do you know that? Romans 5:8. For God demonstrates, and that word means proves his own love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Listen, you have the word of God. I'm defeated. How can you be defeated? You've overcome the world. Do you understand? The devil is a liar. You have all these thoughts. And if you don't take your spear, get out of here and take that false lie and lock it up and kill it with the truth of God's word. Do you understand me? That's why you're frustrated. That's why your mind gets so frustrated, because you're all these thoughts that come daily, we're bombarded. But if you don't know God's word, you can't cast that. You can't get rid of them, because you don't know how to replace that lie with God's truth that endures forever. The eternal word of the living God. Listen, an unrenewed mind is an empty, worldly mind, and it cannot ever pull down strongholds. Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you, this is something we do, we're born from above. Paul the apostle, he writes 11 chapters in Romans telling us who we are in Christ. And then the 12th chapter, he goes, I'm begging you now. Now I'm asking you to do something. Now that I've told you who you are, that you present, that's a picture, the word present, of a priest offering a sacrifice, that you present yourselves as a living sacrifice unto God. And then he goes on down and he says in verse 2, and be not conformed, squeezed. That's that nacho thing, squeezed, you know. Be not conformed to what? This world. This world system that hates God. The way the world acts, the way the world lives. Be not conformed to the world, but be ye, here it is, transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and holy, acceptable will of God. You can't prove it unless you know God's word embedded in your heart. You have to renew your mind. Listen, unless you know the truth, you can't apply the truth. Unless you know the truth, you are not free. Even though you've been set free. What did Jesus say in John 8:31? He says, you are my disciples indeed if you keep my word. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. What sets us free? Truth. The truth of God. Knowing God's truth. That's how you can say, you know what? That's a lie. That is not true. That's not true. I don't care what the world says. I don't care what our government is saying. I don't care what colleges are saying. I don't care what every movement on earth is saying. God's word is eternal. It'll outlast heaven. It'll outlast earth. It'll outlast everything in the universe. Amen? Heaven and earth will pass away. Jesus said, my words will never, ever pass away. Now watch this. Casting down arguments, every high thing, exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Here it comes, bringing every thought into the captivity to what? To the obedience of Christ. What does that mean? You take that thought, that lie, and replace it with the truth. Now I'm making you, making it obey. You're going to obey me. I'm not going to obey you. You don't control my thinking. God controls my thinking. Are you with me? This is so important. Obedience of Christ. Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, John writes in 1 John 5:3, he says, and this is love, that you keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Loved one, that's so important that we know those things. See, you cannot destroy unless you enter into the stronghold with the living word of God and you pull that thing down. Paul is on his way to Corinth. He's going to destroy the false teachers. He's going, meaning the doctrine that they are teaching. Paul wants them saved, amen? Absolutely. Now look at this last part. Paul says, and being ready. That means 24/7. Being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. He's speaking to the rebellious minority of believers at Corinth and the false teachers. This is military talk. This is war talk. Paul is saying, a general's coming. I'm a general in the army of God. You better get ready. I am coming. You're teaching lies. You better be prepared to either repent or run for your lives. Amen? But when he's talking about punishing there again, when Paul says, now I, Paul, myself, I'm destroying these arguments. I'm destroying these false teachings, these demonic doctrines. He's not talking about people again. He's talking about those broken false words from them. You know, every Christian needs to rise up and say, for example, like Paul, now I, put your name there, Bill, myself, I take every thought captive. I'll punish you. You will not punish me. Do you understand? That's what those thoughts do. They punish. Your son will never make it. Never be saved. Your daughter. God wants everyone saved. You believe God's word, not your feelings, not even what you see. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. You say, no, I trust God. I don't care what I see. I trust God's word. It's not going to ever fail me. Loved one, you are in a war, whether you know it or not, and you better wake up. I love you, but let me just say something mean, okay? Can I be a mean pastor for a minute? Are you too lazy to open your Bibles? Strong applause, strong. You know, I love you. I'm not beating on you. If you are, don't be lazy. You don't want to be a lazy Christian. Listen, man, I'm telling you, you better beware. Here's what you need to learn about the devil. We're not ignorant of his devices, the Bible says. We can walk in discernment because we have the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth living in us. Amen? Did you know that the devil, you think, well, he's giving me bad thoughts. What you need to really beware of is when he gives you good thoughts and you don't know it. Did he give Eve a good thought in the garden? Oh, come on, Eve. Oh. You know, God knows the day that you eat this. You know what's going to happen to you? You're going to be just like God. And Eve goes, well, yeah, just like God. How can that be a bad thing? Are you listening to me? That would be a wonderful thing. Oh, what's wrong with being like God? That was a great thought too. Eve took it. She bit into it, didn't she? Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you have a biblical worldview? Our kids need to have a biblical worldview. I've told the youth pastors, our children must have a kids' church, a biblical worldview. They leave here, they go off into the world, and they're not prepared. And parents, you need to give them a biblical worldview. Oh, listen, you know, either God is right or the world is right, but both cannot be right. Does that make sense? No, listen, without the word of God, it's impossible for a person to even understand the world. Without the word of God, it's impossible to know why you're here, why you were born, your destiny, what happens in this life and after you die. It's impossible. The Bible's the only book that tells us those things. No, listen, the Bible tells us that we must renew our minds. I'm getting ready to close, but just hold on. Ephesians 4:22, that's something we do. You put off concerning your former conduct, the old attitudes, the old thinking, the old man, in other words, the guy we were before we were born again, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Now, okay, how do we put off that old man? Here it comes. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, And when you do that, listen to what happens, that you may put on the new man, which is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. The only way to put off the old guy, the old Billy, and put on the new Billy, okay, is by renewing your mind. Why? Because there are only two kinds of minds or two types of minds on this planet. Those that are being conformed to this world and those that are being transformed to the things of God. There are not any other kind of minds on this planet. Do you have a biblical worldview? I wrote down some things here. Ask yourself these questions, okay? Is there a kingdom of darkness and a kingdom of light? Is there? Okay. Let me ask. Is there a God of this world who's also the prince of the power of the air? Do you understand and accept the fact that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against powers, world forces of darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places? Okay. Without this knowledge, you are nothing more than blindfolded warriors. Do you understand? Saved. But you're blind. You cannot see. And you know what? You don't even know who your enemy is if you don't know the word of God. Man, these six verses to me are some of the most powerful scriptures that have to be practiced every day in the life of the believer. Or not your mind, your heart. You'll become frustrated and beaten down in your life. And let me tell you something. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you're here this morning, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord. Jesus be my Lord. No, as your Lord, where you're following him. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord, let me ask you a question. Do you think that good news is bad news? The good news of Jesus Christ is just bad news. Do you think that you have all the answers to what this life is and what happens after death? Do you think you have everything all together? The word think, I said over and over and over. I want you to ask yourself why you think these things. Why do you think them? I know why you think them. I know why I used to think them. I'll tell you why. God will tell us right now. 2 Corinthians 4:3. But if our gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, he was born here, he came a man, he died, he rose from the dead, he's seated at the right hand of God, he's paid for the sin debt of the world. If our gospel is veiled or hidden, it is veiled to those people who are perishing. That means that are living a life, going through the activities of life, they're perishing as they are living because they're going straight to hell. What a horrible word, when hell wasn't created for man but for the devil and his angels. Here it comes. Whose minds? Whose thinking? Whose thoughts? The God of this age, that's the devil, has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Yes, Satan has the authority and power to blind the mind and to reject the greatest news ever told on this planet, that a person can be born again. What he wants to do, if you don't know Jesus as Lord, listen to me, he wants to hold your mind hostage because your mind is still an Adam. In an Adam, all die. In an Adam, all minds are broken. And whenever you have a broken mind, you find it easier to trust in, believe in, and rely on lies than the truth. Because only the truth of God will set you free.
Pastor's study in 2 Corinthians continues on tomorrow's program, and we hope you'll tune in once again. Amen? My name is Brian Whitaker. For Pastor Bill, we want to thank you for listening today. Be blessed, and we'll see you next time. So long, everyone. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth.
For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.